بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, all my dear sisters listening at home with receivers, Alhamdulillah, all of us are now awaiting the arrival of the month of Ramadan, the most auspicious, the most beautiful month, full of mercy, full of mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rahmat of Allah rabbul izzat, barakat, blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers upon the believing men and the believing women in the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's maghfirat envelops the people in the month of Ramadan, and Allah Ta'ala emancipates thousands and thousands of souls from the fire of Jahannam during this month. In a lengthy hadith which is quite famous, and Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullahi Alayhi has mentioned this in his Virtue of Ramadan, it's the first hadith in that chapter. All of us should read this with the commentary where Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the last day of Shaban ascended the minbar and he gave a sermon in which he mentions قَدْ أَظَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ شَهْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ, that verily a very great month dawns upon you, a very blessed month. So right from the beginning of Ramadan till the end of Ramadan, we are extremely, extremely fortunate that all of us observing the month of Ramadan will be drenched in the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave certain guidelines and certain important advices of the month of Ramadan, in which some of the ahadith narrated by Rasulullah, by the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, mentioning that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that when a person is fasting, there are two joyous occasions for a fasting person. Is-sa'imi farhatan. Farhatun inda iftarihi wa inda fitrihi. When he's making iftar, it's great joy for him. Allah has kept it. Because the entire day a person is fasting, he's staying away from all eating and drinking, all his carnal desires, which was mubah and permissible for him to have that intimate relationship with his wife, his halal wife during the day. But now because of Roza, he is not indulging in those things. He's abstaining from even that which was ordinarily permissible for him. But in the month of Ramadan, whilst fasting, it becomes impermissible. So he's restraining his nafs. And he's doing all this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beauty of fasting is that when a person is fasting generally, you will only come to know the person who is fasting at the time of iftar. During the day, you are standing next to him in salat, or you interacting with him, you do not know that the person is fasting. Of course, unless he tells you. But generally, a person who's fasting won't even tell you that he's fasting. Unless you invite him for some meal, then he tells you that, no, okay, I'm fasting. Unlike salat, a person is performing salat, every person can see him performing salat. Zakat also, you're giving somebody, so somebody knows you are discharging your zakat. Hajj, you're performing pilgrimage, everybody is observing you. So the other ibadat, we find that people are watching you, so there could be the element of ostentation in it. Whereas fasting, there is more sincerity in fasting. Of course, every ibadat which Allah has made compulsory, we have to carry it out. But the point here, as ulama have mentioned, that in fasting there is more the aspect of sincerity, ikhlas of the person. And therefore, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hadith of Qudsi says, As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bihi. That fasting is for me. And with the explanation I gave you, that the person is now having more sincerity, is more attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's abandoning all his pleasures for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He could go secretly and eat and drink and indulge, but he knows my Allah is watching me. So the taqwa is coming into his heart. Muraqabah of Allah is coming into his heart. Allah consciousness, ikhlas, sincerity, he's doing it solely for the pleasure of Allah. And he's doing with iman and ihtisab. And these things are spurring him on to observe his fast, to observe his tarawih, etc. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَصَّوْمُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ, and I will give the reward myself for it. Other ibadat, Allah has got rewards fixed for it, and the angels know a person performs this reward, then he gets this amount of sawab. He performs salatul jamaat, this is the reward. But for fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I give the reward. Simple example, you're going to a big shop, and you know the owner of the shop very well, and when you go there, the salesman will come to serve you. And he is showing you some of the samples or whatever things you want to buy, some material or some fabric or some goods. And then the owner of the shop sees you, and he's your bosom, he loves you. He comes immediately, leaves his office, and he tells the salesman, no, no, you don't worry about him. I will serve him personally. I will see to him myself. And then how that person sees to you. He doesn't even charge you, he gives you his gift, and he gives you the best of qualities. So if you understand this like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Roza, mere liye hai, it is for me. Main uska sawab dunga. I will give the reward for it. Now can you imagine what reward then Allah ta'ala will give the fasting person? And therefore, I'm giving you in a nutshell, we will hear the entire month of Ramadan, similar ahadith of Rasulullah SAW, the similar themes of taqwa, and having consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just in a nutshell, inshallah, if you understand this, I hope it will suffice us for the entire month of Ramadan. So we have to understand very carefully, we must have ikhlas whilst we are fasting. Do it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do it with full iman and anticipate reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to be very, very careful how we observe the fast. And therefore I said, for a fasting person, there are two occasions of joy. One is at the time of iftar. So the entire day, he abstained from all evil and all things which Allah had made impermissible for him whilst fasting. And sometimes some of the things that he stayed away from was normally permissible. And therefore now he has to open his fast and he's waiting to eat the date and have that water or the samosa or bhajia, whatever he's having. It gives him some type of delightment. He's sitting on the dasturkhan, waiting for azan to be called out. Of course, he's made his dua. And now, when he is eating the date, and he is drinking that water, of course, we must eat all mastoon duas, learn these duas. How long we are living in this world, and how many Ramadan we have seen. Simple duas. If you don't know it, have a little note, and read it when you are opening your fast. ذَهَبَ الظَّمَأُ وَابْتَلَّتِ الْعُرُوقُ وَثَبَتَ الْأَجْرُ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهِ. These are beautiful mastoon duas that our beloved Rasulullah read and he taught us. Simple duas, maybe some people have it printed in cards. Just keep it, and as you are drinking, opening your fast, his duas also accepted at that time, and these are masnoon duas. Nonetheless, the person is getting some type of joy. When he's drinking that water, it's going down his body, he's feeling quenched, he's feeling happy. And the second time when he will be enjoying a very happy and ecstasy occasion in his life, will be when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of the roza he kept, then when Allah will give him that reward, what type of enjoyment he will get then, only Allah knows best. Rasulullah SAW has mentioned, إِذَا دَخَلَ رَمَضَانَ فُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ جَهَنَّمُ وَصُفِّدَتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. That when Ramadan comes, the moment Ramadan comes, the moon is sighted for Ramadan, the doors of Jannat are opened. And the doors of Jahannam are shut. Again, indicating towards the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And more than that, Allah says, وَصُفِّدَتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَفِي رِوَيْتٍ وَصُلْسِلَتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. The shayateen are chained, they are fettered, they are tied. Of course, ulama go into academic discussions, whether it's only the big shayateen or all the shayateen. Whatever it is, the shayateen are chained. And when the shayateen are chained, it becomes easy now for the person to observe the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to refrain from evil. Now the reason why we find ourselves still, especially just in the beginning of Ramadan, we find ourselves still slipping into sin and evil, Allah protect us, is the fact that we have with us our nafs, that for 11 months we have been nourishing this nafs and making the nafs so strong that now when we're trying to oppose the nafs, we are finding it difficult. And that is why I've been mentioned almost every Thursday when we have these programs, that the importance of tazkiyah is mujahada of the nafs. In everything we do, nafs will take us towards haram and we have to make mujahada and suppress the evil dictates of this nafs. We do not become slaves and of our nafs and passions and egos and evil. Once this happens, then a person will be weakening himself, and the nafs becomes ghalib, we become makhloob, we become overwhelmed, we become overpowered, we become dominant, nafs gains the upper hand, and then the nafs begins to dictate to us. Now it becomes difficult to suppress the nafs. And therefore we still have a few days, and especially the month of Ramadan, once a person is determined, understand this, himmat, when a person is determined that I am not going to disobey my Allah, especially in this month of Ramadan, come what may, I'm going to make that sacrifice, I'm going to sacrifice that company that I normally linger around with in the weekends, or whatever it is, and all those haram things that I normally see, I'm putting an end to it. He makes that firm resolution, he is determined, and he is steadfast on it, and he makes sure he does not slip, he is extremely cautious. Like a person going through a jungle which has thorny trees, he wraps up his trousers, he picks it up, and he sort of folds his kurta, his garment, so that no thorn may catch onto his garment. He's extremely cautious to see that he passes by without getting pricked with any thorn. Like that, the month of Ramadan, we have to be extremely cautious. In the beginning, first couple of days, it is difficult because we're not accustomed to keeping roza so regularly and making so much of ibadat and tarawih, salah and tilawat. But the environment that is created in our masajid and in our country and throughout the world, Haramain Sharifain, Masjid Al-Aqsa, and various places, we find that it becomes easy because everybody is doing the same thing. When everybody is coming to the masjid, engaging salat and tilawat al-Quran, dhikrullah, tasbihat, and people are very cautious what they are speaking. So when environment is created in the masjid and the homes, so sisters, our mothers and sisters also must create this mahol at home of tilawat. Young children are keeping roza. They are wearing topi, scarf, also make them sit and recite Quran, tasbih, whatever it is. They also look forward for it to making iftar. There's a whole mahol created, and we see such noor and anwarat coming in the month of Ramadan that we don't see the rest of the year. So shayateen are chained, and therefore ulama say that this is the best time, a training period to tame our nafs. The nafs becomes wild because of the nourishment we provided to it. We gave it freedom to do as it wished, the entire year. So now we are going to chain this nafs, and we have to tame this nafs. And the month of Ramadan is there for the taming of this nafs, and this is called tazkiyatun nafs. In the end of Ramadan, what we should be achieving is taqwa. Quran says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that the fasting has been prescribed to you, like how it is prescribed for those before you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. This is our goal, this is our object. Why are we keeping Ramadan? To gain taqwa. We are going to be completely obedient to Allah. Whatever Allah commanded us to do, we will do. Whatever Allah is prohibited, then we will refrain from it. Not only the month of Ramadan, now when we achieve taqwa, it will assist us beyond the month of Ramadan for the remaining months of the year. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah, he mentioned such a beautiful statement or explanation in which he says that Ramadan has 29, 30 days, depending on the moon. Like that, each day is a rung of a ladder, one step. First day, second day, third day, it's the first step, second step, third step. And you're climbing up each day till you come right till the end, the 30th day. That is the ladder towards taqwa. So when you have completed those 30 rungs of the ladder, you reach right on the top, now you have achieved true and genuine taqwa. And the benefits of taqwa you'll hear in the month of Ramadan. There are numerous benefits, and we have spoken on various occasions on this. What is the benefit of taqwa when a person gets taqwa? What happens to him? Allah protects him from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. Allah forgives him his sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the ability to discern from right and wrong. Allah makes an opening for him from all difficulties. Allah provides for him from unseen sources. Like this, there are many benefits of taqwa. So again, Ramadan comes, we have to make a firm resolution. Just before Ramadan starts, your mind must be adapted to this understanding now that now I'm going to now climb up this ladder and I'm going to reach this taqwa which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, famous hadith, he climbed the mimbar. He says Ameen loudly in the first step, and second step Ameen, and third step Ameen. And after this khutbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, we saw something very strange today. I mean, we didn't hear any person making a dua upon which you said Ameen. So why would you say Ameen loudly? If we heard somebody say making a dua and then you said Ameen, we could have understood. You said Ameen, Ameen, Ameen 3 times. Then Rasulullah explained in the khulasa, the gist of the hadith, that Jibreel sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and told me, بَعُودَ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ, that cursed be that person who the month of Ramadan comes and still he is not forgiven. As I mentioned in the beginning, this month of Ramadan is a month of mercies, forgiveness and salvation from the fire of Jahannam. Now imagine this month where Allah Ta'ala is throwing to us very easily. In fact, these torrential rains of Allah's mercy. It's not possible not to be drenched in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unless a person deprives himself. If it's raining and everybody is going out of the house to get drenched in the rain, everybody will get wet. Besides, the person remains indoors. So let us not deprive of ourselves from the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let the hadith says, فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حَرُمَ فِي رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. بَدْبَخْتْ آدمی وہ ہے جو اللہ کی رحمت سے محروم ہے رمضان میں. A most unfortunate, wretched, unlucky person is that person who is completely deprived of Allah's mercy in the month of Ramadan. Allah protect me, protect you. Allah protect our families. Allah bless all of us with the most beautiful month of Ramadan. So there are so many explanations and lessons we can discuss. But in the short time, remember, we will be keeping Roza. That's the main compulsion that Allah Ta'ala has placed upon us for the month of Ramadan, is to do with fasting. And the objective is taqwa. A simple guideline, simple. I have mentioned this previously also. What are we going to do to maintain this taqwa and keep our roza intact and make the best of Ramadan? How are we going to value every single moment? How are we going to look after this mihman, this guest that is coming to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only for this 30 days? So we're going to engage, we're going to inculcate in ourselves taqwa. Then we have taraweeh salah. Now, throughout the year there's no taraweeh salah. There is qiyamul layl, tahajjud, yes. But Ramadan, there is this extra salat of 20 rakats of taraweeh. So it becomes difficult. Many people find it hard. Now again, if you made your mind up, I want to please my Allah and I want to make the maximum of Ramadan, then you spring up yourself. It is so strange, we find elderly people in our masajid, that they are so pabund on the taraweeh salah, despite the aches and pains, and despite the old age, and despite the fact that they were fasting the whole day, with all the weaknesses, but taraweeh salah, these are the ones who are ensuring they're reading the full taraweeh salah. And our youngsters, Allah has given them strength, many of them pumping iron, mashallah, going and doing good training and jogging, etc. But it come for taraweeh salah. Either they are not in the masjid at all, Allah save us. They are not performing taraweeh salah in any musalla, any home, anywhere. They are busy in the coffee shops and coffee bars and entertaining themselves. Or we come to the masjid, but we are sitting in the sahan area, stretching our legs out, drinking water and relaxing. And many people will read the taraweeh salah, they will wait for the imam. The moment he goes into ruku, Allahu Akbar, then we join salah. Now let us not make a joke of our deen. This deen is very precious. Deen is significant, it is important. Not for you and I to play around with. Remove that laziness. We all get tired. We are human beings. So ensure that we are reading our taraweeh salah. So with taraweeh, then we have tilawat of the Quran. Ramadan is a month of Quran, 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 Quran. I cannot overemphasize this. This must be one of the main deeds that you will perform in the month of Ramadan. Every single opportunity you get to read Quran, make sure you seize that opportunity. Come early for Salah, 5 minutes will enable you to at least read one page minimum. And if you're a hafiz of the Quran, of course you will read more. And keep a marker or keep a note, because sometimes you forget. So many times a person read the 6th para, and he forgot, and again he reads the whole para, and then he realizes, I already read. Of course, you still get sawab. So you don't have to feel bad about it, but now you want to complete your Quran, so keep a marker, okay, write down where you have stopped, exactly which page. So you go to any masjid, you just open your Quran, and you can continue. So tilawat, every opportunity, and I've seen, mashallah, our women folk, and many of our people in our masjid, especially in many other masajid, alhamdulillah, throughout the year they recite in Quran. In the month of Ramadan, they excel, they exert themselves. Khatam upon khatam. And this is the time when we should try our level best. One khatam, minimum, all of us should recite. Unfortunately, those who are unable to recite, then we have to make an effort to learn how to read Quran. But if you are unable, at least we have in some masajid like this masjid. And this was our Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi Alayhi's foresight, when he realized that there were people who could not recite Quran quickly or fluently, and they could not finish the khatam in the month of Ramadan, then he started the Quran recitation juz a day, so that to accommodate those who are not so fluent and or can't read, and they are unable to finish the khatam, so they feel so sad. So for them at least, we have the Quran juz a day for them to follow, and we can also follow, so another whole khatam is being made. Besides Taraweeh Salah, besides the juz a day, ourselves also. Every Salat, our mothers, especially at home, our brothers, you are working also, but you have some time, tilawat of the Quran. Would it tasbih? Carry your tasbih. Don't worry what the next person will say, you become buzruk. Say, alhamdulillah. Make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Ameen to your du'as. Carry your tasbih. In the hadith of Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi said in the end, that you should recite La ilaha illallah in abundance and istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Like this, there's so many other tasbihat. Third kalima, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Oh, subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah, al-azim. Bidad in the Bukhari Sharif khatam. The last hadith in Bukhari Sharif, subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah, al-azim. These two words are most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're very light on the tongue, yet very heavy on the scales in the day of Qiyamah. Just subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah, al-azim. And durood sharif upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recite salawat. So this, you don't have to be in the masjid only to make this tasbihat. You're in the car, you're in the office, you have some time, you're walking, whatever you're doing. You're tired, you read tilawat of Quran, you just want a little bit of break, you're relaxing, your tasbih, and whatever amount you can read. 10 times, 20 times, 1 tasbih, 2 tasbihat, whatever it is. Our mothers and sisters at home, you are cooking. So, whilst you are preparing the food, then recite tasbihat. There'll be barakah in that food. Your time won't be wasted. You'll be rewarded immensely. And at this point, I would make a humble appeal to our brothers. Please, for Allah's sake, do not be fussy, especially in the month of Ramadan. That poor wife of yours is working hard. She has also ibadah to make. We expect everything to be there ready for us when we go. And we begin to shout and become angry. Don't you know I got to go for Taraweeh? Don't you know I have to do this? And they're also human beings. Sometimes they may be extra salt or less salt. Now we become so upset. In the month of Ramadan also, we find husband and wife fighting. I've had instances also, Hazrat Maulana Ramadan had so many cases. We find month of Ramadan, talaq is taking place over petty issues. It's a time to make sabr. The month of Ramadan is known as Shahrus Sabr. Shahrus Sabr. So exercise that sabr. Overlook, forgive, we won't lose anything. Allah has provided so much for us. My mind goes to the people of Gaza. Ya Allah, how they are going to make the iftar in this area. Those masoom children, how they are surviving. When some plate of food is given to them now, how overjoyed they become. So we make dua for them also. So to make our Ramadan beautiful, have the taqwa, Taraweeh Salah, tilawat of the Quran, tasbihat, Tawbah and istighfar, Tawbah. Make a lot of Tawbah. Cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sincere Tawbah. Ya Allah, I made mistakes in my life. Ya Allah, you forgive me. We heard in the 15th Shaban talk that I gave, the importance of Tawbah, istighfar, and how Allah loves to forgive. So do not lose hope. Make sincere Tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there is Ta'aleem that takes place. So Ta'aleem is the kitab that is read. Also, ulama will give bayans. So this is the time when we have extra time, especially on a Sunday, even after Taraweeh for a few more minutes or after Fajr Salah, sit a little few minutes. Inshallah, we will get our sleep before we go to work also. But sacrifice we have to make. Few minutes, you do not know. One hadith could be a turning point in your life. One tafsir of one ayat of the Quran can be a turning point in your life. One bayan after Zuhur on a Sunday, you heard it. It had an effect on you. And it really motivated you towards the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are important occasions. We're going to make some qurbani, some sacrifice, and inshallah, we will benefit. So easy to remember, taqwa with a T or a ta, taraweeh, T, tilawat starts with a T, tasbih starts with a T, toba with a T, and the last one, the control of the tongue, the zuban. Look at ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You'll find extremely important is the control of the zuban in the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, ma yalfidhu min qawlin illa ladayhi raqibun atid. Whatever a person utters, a single qawl, single word, there are angels ready to write down whatever we are saying. So a person has to be extremely cautious. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whoever guarantees me protection of two limbs, that is the tongue and the private parts, I guarantee him entry into Jannah. Another hadith, one word a person says, and he didn't say it with real pondering over what he's saying, he just said it, but it was a good word, it can take him to the heights of Jannah. Why? Because it was said, such a word was said which made Allah Ta'ala happy and pleased. It was a good word, kalimatun tayyibah. He didn't really say it for the sake of it, he just said it. He had no intention to say it, Allah made him say it, and through that Allah accepted it and gave him the highest position in Jannah. And the converse, a person utters one word, not really having any intention to say it, but he said it, he blurted it out. But that word was a bad word. And because of that, Allah throws him into the ebb of Jahannam, the lowest part of Jahannam. So how cautious we should be. In the month of Ramadan, let us exercise full control of our tongue. I find many of our mashayikh in the past, they used to give bayan in the month of Ramadan, and they would quote this hadith, where a sahabi asked him, man najat. What is salvation? How do you acquire salvation? Three things have been mentioned. I just mentioned the one, what we are discussing. Rasulullah said, Amlik alayka lisanak. Control your tongue, control your tongue. You control your tongue, it will give you Jannah. There was a great muhaddith, I heard the story from Hazrat Mullah Abbas, who was here, did the Bukhari Khalif Khatam. A few years back, he mentioned this incident in this masjid of muhaddith. His name was Muhammad bin Maymoon. His agnomen, his nickname was Abu Hamza. So in the Arab world, they don't call you by your first name, they call you by your agreement, Abu Muhammad or Abu Zaid, whatever it is. But this particular muhaddith, nobody called him by his name Muhammad, nobody called him by his agreement Abu Hamza. He was known as muhaddith As-Sukkari. As-Sukkar means sugar. And the reason for this, because of the sweetness of his tongue. لِحَلَاوَةِ لِسَانِهِ وَكَلَامِهِ وَمُعَامَلَتِهِ. So his tongue was very, very sweet, and his actions, his dealings with people was very, very polite and good and sweet. He didn't have a sweet tongue to charm women or anything. No, no, no. His sweetness of the tongue was, he was a very polite person. And because of this, everybody liked him. So there came a time when he decided to relocate, family, etc. They said, growing now, we need to find some other place. And he puts a board on for sale, and people become interested to buy his house, but the neighbors come to know. People in the locality, they come immediately to him and they plead to him, please, please don't go from here. And they were prepared to give him double the amount that he was selling his house for, just to keep him in their midst. Why? Because he had a very sweet tongue. He was polite to people. People loved him. He said, how will we live without a neighbor like you? Please stay on with us. So we have to make this tongue of ours very, very sweet. Ramadan comes, How often we find in the masjid also, because of petty issues, parking issues, people are quarreling, fighting. And then we see, shaitan got me. Shaitan is chained. We go home, same problem with the wife. We at work, we are not able to tolerate some error, blunder the worker made, and again we blow over it. So it's the time to control our zuban. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, listen to this. He's sitting next to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A man comes and for some reason or the other, now he's being very harsh to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu just sitting, listening, not responding. And the man is giving him some very harsh and vulgar words. And finally, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu then responded, he retaliated. When he did that, the moment he did that, Rasulullah left him and went away, showing his displeasure to this. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu runs behind Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, you heard what the man told me. And now when I responded, you moved away. Nabi Sam said, yes. As long as you kept quiet, Allah had an angel to defend you. Now the moment you retaliated with your tongue, وَقَعَ الشَّيْطَانِ Shaitan came, and therefore I moved away. These were great people. Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi, in his time, there was a woman who was giving ghusl to mayyits, to the females. And there was a particular woman who passed away, and they were giving her ghusl. And this ghassala, this woman who was giving ghusl, she tells the other woman around, you know this woman here, she's a zaniya, she committed zina, man. You would recall a few weeks back or a few months behind back in our morning lesson of Riyadu Salih and Hadith, we did the Hadith where that person who is giving ghusl and he conceals the fault of the mayyit, it is such great reward from Allah, forgives him. So the moment this woman said that, her hand got stuck to the body of the mayyit. And they tried desperately to remove her, they couldn't. They quickly went with ulama there, what to do? Some ulama said, well, we have to either chop off her hand or chop off that limb, that part of the mayit. But both you can't do. They became very worried, the family members. So finally, Imam Malik Rahmatullahi was living nearby town. They go to him. Imam Malik Rahmatullahi comes and he asks, did you say anything bad about this woman? She says, yes. This is what I said. He said, why did you see her committing zina? Can you produce four witnesses witnessing that she made zina? This woman said, no, I can't. But I saw her coming out of one man's house, so I assume she made zina. Because of that, her hand got stuck to the body of that mayyit. So she was given 80 lashes. And after that, then her hand broke free. Now imagine us, day in, day night. All the time we talk bad of people. As Jabir bin Sulaim radiallahu anhu, inshallah some other occasions, a very long incident, maybe in the month of Ramadan, we'll take out this clip. Very, very beautiful advices Rasul gave him. In khulasa, in essence, control our zuban in the month of Ramadan. Make this one special aim in our month of Ramadan this year. Buddha, what ibadat we'll be making. But this is one thing, let us control our zuban. So let us talk less. If you talk less, you will speak lesser of the wrong things. You'll be very, very careful. Hazrat Mawlana Masood Rahmatullah say, pehle tol, phir bol. Weigh your words first. Measure your words. Do I need to say it? You know, there's this incident of one sheikh, and he had a murid, and the murid spent some time in his hanka, and mashallah, he did very well. All the spiritual exercises he gave him, and he really did a good job of this murid. But he sends him now to another sheikh just to pass him, take his examination. And see that this murid of mine, he spent 140 days here now. Is he okay? Can I send him back home? Just go there for 1 or 2 days. And he spent two, three days, and he came back. And that other sheikh wrote, mashallah, very good murid, very good akhlaq, etc. But he bahut zyada bolta hai. He speaks too much. He speaks extra. So the sheikh said, boy, what happened? What did you say? He said, I said nothing. He said, no, think properly. He said, no, the Hazrat asked me if I'm married. I said, yes, meri shadi hui hai, aur ek bacha bhi hai. I'm married and I got one child also. So all he needed to say, yes, I am married. That's what the question was. Are you married? Yes, I am married. To say, I have got a child also, that was regarded to be extra. On that, the Sheikh said he failed. Now, our whole day, what do we say? Our whole talks is only thing excessive, extra. After Taraweeh, again outside, and we chatting about discussing the whole world. Then we can't wake up for Seri. Then we can't make Ibadah. After further we're tired. Now we want to sleep. Then we're complaining, we're moaning and groaning. Allah grant me tawfiq first. I'm the weakest. Wallahi al-azim. It's difficult. The month of Ramadan comes, we become afraid. Everybody's worried. We must have good health. We mustn't miss a single fast. Roza mustn't go qaza in any way, out of sickness or whatever it is. We mustn't miss our Taraweeh, Tilawat of the Quran. We must do maximum. You read as a Sheikh Rahmatullahi's family, unbelievable. They will read Quran, his mother, his grandmother, his entire family, the masoom children. Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullahi was small himself, amount of khatams they made, and he got in there. Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah, 60 Quran khatam the month of Ramadan, and all the other Buzrughan Adeen, we battling to read one khatam in the month of Ramadan. So it shows how weak we have become, how close to Qiyamah. All this will only happen if we relax and we sit back and we are complacent and we don't care. But if a person makes a little bit of effort, we may not make 60 khatams, don't get excited. But if we spend a little bit extra time in our ibadat and controlling our zuban, inshallah Allah will grant us the taqwa that Allah Ta'ala has promised. Like that, there are many advices, but we'll just terminate here. Allah Ta'ala grant all of us a beautiful month of Ramadan, gaining from his barakat. Allah overlook our shortcomings, our weaknesses, our deficiencies, our kamzori. Cry and make tawbah, istighfar. And of course, dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So easy to remember. We say taqwa, then taraweeh, tilawat, tasbih, tawbah, and control of the tongue. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Recite Durus Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين يا الله مالي غناكم عافرما مالي خطاكم عافرما يا الله مبهاتكم ضعيف يا الله يا الله this beautiful month of Ramadan is coming give us life يا الله give us عافية give us صحة يا الله grant us taqwa يا الله give us tawfiq of observing the month of Ramadan properly, my Allah. Help us to keep our rozas properly, my Allah. Don't let our rozas break, my Allah. Don't make us miss any roza, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become sick, my Allah. Don't make us become weak, my Allah. Don't make us become lazy, my Allah. Help us to read our tarawih salah properly. Help us to make many khatams of the Quran and Majeed. Make our tongues be moist with your dhikr, my Allah. And tilawat of the Quran, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq of tawbah in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, your rahmat, your maghfirat, ya Allah. Free us from the fire of Jahannam. Don't make any one of us be among those who are unfortunate in the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan comes and goes by and still they're not forgiven, my Allah. Forgive us from the very first day of the Ramadan, my Allah. And every day, ya Allah, increase us, ya Allah, in the great bounties that you've bestowed us. And especially the month of Ramadan that you will bless us with, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us keep Ramadan fast and Taraweeh and Qiyamul Layl, Ya Allah, with Iman and Ihtisab. Allah, grant us Laylatul Qadr wherever we'll be, my Allah. Grant us Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of making ibadat properly, my Allah. With sincerity, with ikhlas, not out of riya and ostentation, my Allah. Help us to feed the poor, the needy, and be generous in the month of Ramadan. Especially to our Muslim brothers and sisters, Ya Allah, in different parts of the world where they are in need, my Allah, and those in Gaza, my Allah. Toon par raham farma, karam ka mamla farma, Ya Allah. Before the month of Ramadan comes, Ya Allah, change the conditions, my Allah. Masjid al-Aqsa ki puri hifazat farma, Ya Allah. All those going to Masjid al-Aqsa, Ya Allah, you protect them, my Allah. The Palestinians, Ya Allah, unki khub nusrat farma, Ya Allah. Help them, guide them, protect them, my Allah. Ya Allah, the world can abandon them, but Ya Allah, you don't abandon them, my Allah. You help them, my Allah. Make your special mercies come to them. Ya Allah, protect them, my Allah. Protect their masoom children's lives, my Allah. Their parents, ya Allah. Those who are living, those family members, my Allah. And all the shuhada, give them maghfirat, my Allah. Give them maghfirat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make some beautiful thing happen now, my Allah. That the whole world must realize your azamat, your kibriya. They must realize the truth of Islam and what iman is, my Allah. And how your help comes, my Allah. Allah, make it be a means of billions of people coming to the fold of Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, make Islam be dominant now in the world, ya Allah. Make us show the people, the non-Muslims, that Islam is a peace-loving religion, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us tawfiq of getting hidayat, my Allah. Do not deprive us of hidayat, ya Allah. Strengthen our iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman, make us die with iman, resist the day of qiyamah with iman. Allah, give all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman, the sweetness of tawbah, the sweetness of begging from you, the sweetness of tilawat and sajda and dhikr, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to control our zuban, my Allah, and our gaze, especially the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Don't make us make ghibat and carry tales and slander people. Don't make the month of Ramadan be such that we are just obsessed and we just spend our time with our cell phones and social media. Help us, ya Allah, to spend very little time, that's only when we require it, ya Allah. Otherwise, give us the tawfiq of not even indulging and wasting our time, ya Allah, in all those chit-chat that goes about, my Allah. Just wasting our time, my Allah. Protect us from nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Make it the most beautiful Ramadan of our lives, my Allah. Each day make us get more and more closer to you, my Allah. Allah, jo bimariyon ko shifa ata farma. So many people requested duas who are not well, my Allah. Young and old, Allah grant them shifa kamil. All the marhumin, give them jannah to firdaus. Allah, give us halal, tayyib, rozi, give us plentiful, my Allah. In the month of Ramadan, there is barakah. There are so many people who are doing business, my Allah, but they're not coming right, ya Allah. You open your doors of risk for them, my Allah. Those who are maqroos, they got debts, help them to pay the debts of, my Allah. Jo pareshan hal hai, unki pareshani dur farma. Wherever there is family problems, ya Allah, remove the difficulties. Abas mein ulfat muhabbat peda farma, ya Allah. Create muwaddat, muhabbat between them, my Allah. Between parents and children, my Allah. Ya Allah, create muhabbat in the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, whatever hajat we have, fulfill all our hajat and needs. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi al-baliyat. Ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wati al-mutarrina idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhir wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha. بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها رحمة من سواك يا الله give us موت المدينة الشريف يا الله we are begging you my Allah we are begging you my Allah give us موت المدينة الشريف with iman the condition you are most pleased with us and bury الجنة البقي my Allah يا الله grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah from the day of Qiyamah the حوض كثر water from his مبارك hands يا الله make us enter جنة without any حساب كتاب protect us from عذاب في قبر عذاب في جهنم from every beginning small fitna especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah protect our children, ya Allah, make them excellent hufad, ulama, sulha, atqi, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny. Ya Allah, keep them on iman, protect them from all types of fitnas, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers and sisters have tonight, ya Allah, fulfill all the needs, ya Allah. Whatever jais murad they have, fulfill all the jais murad, ya Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين